right here on Motor. You've been listening to Shockwave, Dead Again, The Pewter Club, Wallflower Mourner, and Pink Lightning doing First Rodeo. But it is right up 5 o'clock, and it's time for the Motor Live Drive at 5. We are ready to go with a pre-recorded show today. Yeah, something a little different. Today, we're going to start off with a pre-recorded show recorded on
Thursday
the 24th by Mr. Phil Mack right here on WHFR. We're going to feature Lindsay Liu and the Flatbellies. It's a pre-recorded show, so just stay tuned, followed by Old Time Radio Theater. Right now, let's get this motor started right now.
That wraps up another exciting edition of Old Time Radio Mystery.
Hey, little birdie, got a message for you. Gotta bring it to my baby. You bring it soon. Hey, little birdie, got a message for you. Gotta bring it to my honey if it's the last thing that you do. Yes, well, don't you tell him that I miss him, kissing him back. Tell him since I left him, I've been oh so sad. My sweet little birdie, are you listening good? Cause this message from my honey has got to be understood.
Doesn't get lost, my sweet little birdie. Just let him know that from this side of the ocean, my love for him still grows and grows. Oh, yes, it does. It is from way up on the mountain, my love for him still grows and grows. Yes, oh, well, I said no to change my notion. still grows and grows. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was great. That was a great way to get started today. So how's everybody doing out there?
Good.
All right. I want to make sure that everybody can hear what I'm saying. You guys, I'm assuming we're all good?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you sound good. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me introduce the band, Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. So before I do that, where does the Flatbellies, where does that come from?
Well, it came from Josh Patz's belly. The Flatbellies had a band before it was Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. It was a bluegrass band. And they would go to bluegrass festivals in Michigan and pick, and some of the guys there said that it was really nice to see a bunch of Flatbellies out there picking with them graybeards.
All right. Well, I was always wondering what a Flatbelly is. I don't think it says that on your website, but, you know. It's kind of interesting story there. All right, so we got, obviously, Lindsay Lou is a lead singer on guitar, right? And I think you do handle almost all the, I know people sing backup with you, but I think you're usually the lead singer, right?
Yeah, usually.
Okay, and then I know, and I'm going to take this out of order here, because I know your husband's over there, and I don't think I could see him. Oh, there he is. He's on mandolin. What am I talking about? I thought he was in the corner. Josh Rilko.
Hi.
And he's on mandolin. And there are some tasty licks on that new album, Release Your Shrouds. And then, let's see, after that we got Spencer Kane.
Hello, hello.
Okay, yeah, he's not on mic, so he's a little quiet there. And then on the dobro, Mark Lavengood. And, yeah, I know he's moving over. The dobro, you know, not an instrument that everybody's familiar with, but it's a really cool instrument. It's like a flat-laying guitar. And there were a lot of songs that I used to listen to by Poco that always had, like, dobro and stuff.
Yeah, totally. Yep, they had some dobro in their tracks, for sure.
Yes, yes. And that's probably partly why I got into that kind of music, too.
Yeah, nice. I'm great. Glad you did.
And then way off in the corner there, and I hope he doesn't get mad at me for saying this, kind of like the Michael Nesmith kind of looking guy, real tall guy, got a beard, black hair, is Keith Billick on banjo.
Yeah, I'm missing the poofball winter hat.
Oh, yeah, thing, yeah. But, and today would be the perfect day for it.
Yeah, it's early in the day. I can still find one, yeah.
It's got to be green. And, of course, since Lindsay went to Michigan State, yeah. I'm sure she would help you with that selection.
Keith actually went to Michigan State, too. Four out of the five of us are Spartan grads.
Okay, wow. And I know I saw his case, and it had elderly instruments.
Yeah.
Right?
Keith is also an alumnus of Elderly Instruments.
True that.
Yeah. And every now and then I'll see like a little, what do you call it, PBS type thing on, you know, making guitars for or mandolins or something for elderly instruments. It's always like a great little show.
Yeah.
And that's like people come from all over the world to buy instruments over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not like I'm trying to do a commercial for them.
They are world renowned.
Okay. Well, you want to, now that we've met everybody, you want to do another song?
Sure, we'll do a song now that's called Querida Tierra, which means Dear Earth.
Thank you.
sé contigo iré lejos, querido. Sobre el cabello mío se me marido.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We like to let the last note just hang there. That's great. And I know I can't say it like you do because you're rolling your R's, and I'm not that good at that. But Querida Tierra. Yeah. You said it like Pete Seeger. We're going to do Guantanamera, and he says all the words, and he like really rolls his R's. It's like, hey, that's great. I can't do that. But what does that mean? What do the lyrics mean to that song?
Querida Tierra translates dear earth, and it's a love song to the earth and also to the sky, to the sun, and then finally to my love. And the way the song goes, I ask each the earth, the sun, the sky, to marry me, and then I ask my love to meet my husband's.
Okay. a slightly different love song, but a good Earth Day song, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking here with Lindsay Liu from Lindsay Liu and the Flatbellies, and the band is all live in the studio here at WHFR in Studio J, live on beautiful Henry Ford Community College campus. And let's go back and talk a little bit. That's off your second album, Release Your Shrouds.
Yeah.
And that has a cover that is painted, and I told you I'm a big liner notes guy, but I can't remember who did the painting for the cover.
I painted it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay, all right, look, this is where we're going right now. Okay, you talk like Nancy Griffith. Okay, you got kind of a little twang. Okay, I hear the guys laughing in the back there. Okay, you're rolling your R's like Pete Seeger, and you do paintings, album covers like Cat Stevens.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that.
So you're all rolled into one here.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. No, I do like the album cover. It kind of took me aback when I first saw it. You know, it was like I didn't know what to make out of it. And then Release Your Shrouds. That's like I don't know, kind of mystical.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like it. It's a great cover, and the album is really really nice. I know it made a lot of best of lists all over, including here. I played stuff off of it as one of my favorite albums of the year.
Oh, awesome.
And I know Bill Keith, who does Light from the Underground, picked it as one of his best albums. He's on Saturday mornings from 10 until noon every other week.
Awesome.
So, yeah, there's some really nice stuff there. Let's go back to the first one. That was off the Hey Little Birdie, off your first album.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I moved to Ecuador a couple of years ago to finish a degree in Spanish. And while I was there, I wrote a lot of songs, including Hey Little Birdie. And I was also sending out emails to people like Keith and Josh and Spencer, and trying to rally the troops so that when I got home, we could make a recording of all the songs I was writing while I was there. And we did. We recorded it and released a full-length album called A Different Tune. And it's got a lot of Lansing musicians on it. We kind of all met and got started in Lansing. So,
And it is a very good album, also. And that's the first song I ever heard you sing. And you and me are arguing about this because we had a pledge drive here. And I'm just going to bring this up. And John Bomarito, who was a DJ over here at the time,
okay,
brought in Rachel Davies, and she happened to bring you. She said, "Hey, I brought a friend."
Okay.
And you were here, and you played that song also,
okay,
amongst a couple others.
Yeah.
And it was a very nice Sunday session, Sunday morning session.
Cool.
And but you don't remember.
Well, was it good? I hope it was good.
Really good. Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's why I became a fan right then. I was like, wow, I hope she left something here so I could find it, and I've been playing stuff ever since.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, I feel like it's one of those cartoons where the dogs are fighting, and he says, you know, "Happy birthday, you're 4 years old." And he keeps going, "I'm only three," and they keep blowing each other up. And it's,
yeah.
All right, that's just me rambling. All right, you guys up for another song?
Yeah, we'll play another song off the new album. This is a tune I wrote actually before I moved to Ecuador. Or was it after? No, it was after I got back, because I'd been missing the seasons quite a bit. It's called "The Leaves Are Changing." Honey, the leaves are changing, and they're rearranging to make it through another long, cold season. Let's get all snuggled up and hold on to each other. I know we can make it through if we just love each other.
To me.
Yeah, yeah. All right. That one there is absolutely probably my favorite off the album. I like that one because it's kind of silly. And you got a couple of silly songs on there.
Yeah.
By the way, we're talking to, this is Phil Mack, WHFR.FM, the only station making waves, talking to Lindsay Lou of Lindsay Lou and the Flat Bellies. And I call her Lindsay, or I call her Lindsay Lou, and she says either way is okay.
Yeah.
So if I slip into one way or another, she's okay with that. Yeah.
Speaking of silliness, when I first wrote that song, I was substitute teaching in the Lansing area, and I had some music classes. I was a long-term sub, so I would go back to the same classes every week. I did that for a couple months. And I taught the kids that song because it seemed like it would be an easy one for them to catch on to, and it was the fall. And and they loved it. They called it the underwear song.
You
and
know,
I really got into that. Whoa. It was really fun.
That is a great story. You know, that is one of my favorite lines because of Mother Nature in her underwear. And you know what? I got to tell you, I got to send that out to loyal listener Helen in Westland because that's one of her favorites. She's got hooked up onto listening to that song as I've played it, you know, over the past several months. And it makes going into winter a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
Because
that's the idea.
Yeah, and then spring's on the way. I mean, I like that. I like getting past that. Because, you know, nature, you know, with the trees, when you're looking so naked, I mean, I really dislike a lot of those days. And, I think it's a great song.
Cool. I'm having the cans are a little, I can't hear you anymore.
Okay, really?
Oh, wait, no, now it's better.
Yeah, okay. You know, I just heard a little something, too, like that.
Cool.
It kind of went out for just a second.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your the show tomorrow night.
Well, we've got a show in Livonia at the Trinity House Theater, and it's our first time to the Trinity House. I've known about it as a venue for a while, but we haven't made it over there until now. We finally, like I said, we were living in Lansing for a long time. But now we're in Ann Arbor, and we're looking forward to getting a little more into the Detroit music scene because we travel a lot all over Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. But for whatever reason, Detroit is an area that we haven't tapped into too much yet, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think that the Trinity House, first of all, is a nice, intimate place to play at, really nice acoustics. And, you know, and I have been watching where you guys are touring, and I know that you don't usually come over here, so this is a really nice chance for everybody in the area to go out and see you.
Yeah.
See the band. And, and I hope that they do that. It's and it's Friday night, so, hey, it's a good time. Yes, and Bill Keith, Alan Cantino, who is the engineering this, is telling me that Bill Keith is still managing over there at Trinity House, who does Light from the Underground on Saturday mornings.
Yeah. I recognize the name from email correspondence.
Yes. So I'm sure he'll be saying hi to you and talking to you a lot, too.
Yeah.
All right. So, Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies, you want to go to another one now?
Sure. We'll play you a new song now.
This is brand new? It's not on anything?
Nope. It's not yet recorded.
Oh, I really like this.
It's called The Fix. I am not looking for an answer, I'm not trying for a tired old bag of tricks. I need a fix, a frame shift. We've got a problem, placing purpose, feeling worthless as a broken instrument. You've got it all now. Don't you tie the copacetic of the dash, the day to day. Do you ever throw your arms up, arrested and disarmed of every weapon you could possibly say? I'm not looking for an answer, I'm not trying for a tired old bag of tricks. I need a fix, a frame shift. And we've got a problem, placing purpose, feeling worthless as a broken instrument. But you've got it all on a cool, calm, and collected. You've got it all tight and in perspective.
school now and again. I played longer than I'd like to. No one left to pray to. We've got learning to attend to. Solutions to find on our own. Tricks I need a fix, a frame shift. Isn't it we've got a problem placing purpose, feeling worthless as a broken instrument?
Yeah, yeah, that's really nice. So that's going to be from a new album already that you're working on?
Yeah, we're starting to put things together here and get ready. We're hoping to maybe be ready to record in the fall.
Oh, wow. You're trying to keep the muse going, huh?
Yeah, totally.
That's great. Wow, so you've been all over the place. You've been to Lansing, and I mean, I'm not talking about the band traveling, because I know that you guys are all over the place with the band.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up on your website, you're going to Nebraska, Colorado, and I think there was something from Montana, is that?
Well, in a few days here, we're leaving for our longest tour we've ever done. It's going to be 6 weeks long. We start in Nebraska, we have some shows in Colorado, and then we have a handful of shows in Washington, Oregon, and also Northern California. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to bring a little bit of Michigan out there, huh?
Yeah, Michigan on the West Coast.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to, is that a big deal for you guys?
Yeah. It's, like I said, it's the most time up to this point that we'll have spent on the road, consecutively. I think the longest we've done other than this was maybe three weeks with a pit stop at home. So 6 weeks, it's going to be intense. I'm looking forward to it.
I think your agency, John Laird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you, Josh. he sent an email to me, and they were like, I didn't even know there were this many festivals. There's like 9 zillion festivals, and the whole group there that you guys are with are playing all over the place.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's going to be a pretty active season for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's shaping up that way.
All right. Trying to think where I wanted to go with something. It's slipping my mind. Oh, well. That's the way it goes.
I have an interjection. If
sure.
You, the next song we're going to play is also a new song that's not on any of Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies recordings, but it's on Mark Lavingood, plays dobro with us, and he just recorded a 7-inch vinyl, and this next tune is featured on that vinyl. It's got two, they're all original songs. One side is acoustic. He's got a guitar song and a dobro song, and on the other side is pedal steel. He recorded it in Chicago with a Western swing band. So it's got some nice variety on it, really, really nice grooves. But this particular song is a bluegrass-oriented fiddle tune kind of sounding instrumental. And he used it to win first place at the dobro competition at Rocky Grass Bluegrass Festival in Colorado last summer.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Wow, that is really something. You know, is this where I was on your website, and is this the Lindsay Lou vinyl that you're talking about? Is that what we're referring to?
It's the Mark Lavingood vinyl.
Okay, all right.
The Flatbellies.
Well, I know there's a reference to vinyl at the shows.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Is there going to be any of that tomorrow night?
Yeah, we'll probably play this song for sure at the show tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. Yeah, let's see what happens. Can you say it again, Mark?
Key of G for all you singing out there.
great. I wish I was driving my car like about 70 miles an hour. Going over some hills or something. That was great.
Thanks. It makes you want to keep on rolling, you know?
Yes, it does. It does. And it's Marco over there on the Dobro. Championship winner, huh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey. I can't see Keith over there in the corner. I hope he's doing okay.
I think so.
Okay. You know, last year there were a lot of songs that came out with banjos. And so I always felt like banjo was kind of like a maligned instrument there for a while, Keith. And I proclaimed my own year of the banjo last year.
Let's keep that up every year from now on.
Okay.
Although the year of the bagpipe is making a strong push.
No, not much. Not on thematic, no way. A little bit, but not a lot. Hey, you know, I don't even know if you know this, but I'm assuming you do because you're a banjo player. But I remember being somewhere and taking like a historical tour, and they were saying that like before the Civil War, I think, there used to be like marching bands with banjos, like just totally made up of banjos. Have you ever heard that story?
There are banjo orchestras. I can't say how, like, the exact time period. Certainly, I think in the early 20th century they were around. Yeah, and they're still around. I think there's like a Jackson Banjo Club, maybe even a Flint one, where yeah, just this.
Where all the weirdos
crazy
get together.
Group of all banjos just strumming along, usually to like old Dixieland songs or something like that. But yeah, that's totally a thing.
I was trying to wrap my mind around seeing a marching band full of banjos, you know, walking down the street. All right.
Yeah, there might be a reason you don't see too many of them anymore, but it's probably a sight to behold.
I love the banjo, and one of the many reasons why I love the banjo is because it's so fun to make fun of.
You only have 5 strings.
One string inferior to the rest of us 6 stringers.
3 strings inferior to me.
Ooh.
One string superior to the
string
bass.
Off.
Oh yeah, those mandolin players, man, they always got an attitude.
It's probably true.
All right. I'm here with Lindsay Lou and the Flatbillies. This is Phil Mack on Theme Attic with an exclusive appearance here. This is just great. And you know what's really cool about you guys is that you're playing stuff that isn't even on an album or anything. I mean, that's confidence. This is just great. I'm glad that you're able to play that for the audience. They're appearing tomorrow at the Trinity House in Livonia. So come on out and see these guys. And you know, I mean, really see them. Lindsay Lou, very easy on the eyes. She's very pretty. And I'm okay with my sexuality to say the rest of the guys are good-looking, okay?
I you know,
this is a good-looking
nice,
bunch
yeah.
of guys.
Yeah, you're a beautiful right. man yourself, too.
Hey, all right, thank you.
There's a bunch of beautiful people in the studio.
That's right. Hey, yeah. When you play bluegrass, you got to feel and look beautiful.
Yeah, totally.
All right. I see on my list, if you're sticking to the list, you're going to do another one of my favorites, which has it features Josh on the mandolin. Some really nice stuff here.
Yeah.
So I'll let you introduce it, Lindsay.
All right. Well, I've got to give credit where credit is due, because while Josh plays some beautiful mandolin here, Keith Billick on the banjo arranged and composed a lot of these parts that Josh is playing.
Yeah, he told me what to play.
Yeah.
So he's where the beauty came from.
Oh, all right.
This is a tune about the spring. It's called Leaves and Pods.
Leaves and pods, they kindly nod to greet the rain clouds, lost and now found. Release your shroud of warmth and bid the cold farewell for not goodbye. Thank you.
It almost feels like 10 degrees warmer in here now. Because it's been freezing out here.
It has been, it has been. I'm ready, I'm ready for some springtime breathing. But, you know, I do also appreciate this the crispness in the air right now. And that that really, it's like a clean, cold feeling. You know, I don't know. I like it. I like the crunch. I like the crunch of the cold.
It is nice to have, to feel winter again.
Yeah.
For the first time in a while.
Yeah, I was getting nervous there for the beginning of January.
Yes, yes. But it came on full blast.
Yeah.
All right, this is Phil Mack. I'm here with Lindsay Lou and the Flat Bellies, and we're live at the WHFR.FM, the only station making waves, in Studio J. And they've been nice enough to come in and do... many of their songs so far, just great. They just sound so great. And they're coming to the Trinity House tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. It's in Livonia. I know the tickets are not very expensive. They're inexpensive. For the stuff that you put out, they're inexpensive. There you
Thanks.
Go.
I'm not sure what the ticket prices are. But yeah, we'll make sure that you feel like you got your money's worth.
All right. I know... If it's anything like sitting here, this is so great. I just love this. What do you guys do? I know that you guys are traveling all over the place. So, what do you guys do for fun? And you know what? I want to send it out to Spencer because he's standing there with that bass. He's like in no man's land. You know, he's got that big old bass there, the upright bass. I see him moving into a spot where he can answer.
Well, for fun. Yeah, not a lot of time for extracurriculars, it seems, with our schedule. I spent a lot of time trying to get my garden going. I'm doing some serious planting for my garden this year. That's my main hobby. The rest of these guys, I don't know. Do you do anything besides play music?
We just play other music. That's what we do for fun.
Other music for fun, yeah.
We play non-band music.
Music that's not our own.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think here.
Like to go on bike rides.
Yeah.
Like to ride our bicycles.
Cook.
Like,
oh, I love to cook.
Yeah, when we're...
Lots of cooking.
When yeah, we're not
but we
on
don't
the
have time to cook ever anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of... this was one of the tragic parts about... This career is the lack of cooking time.
Play with hacky sacks and yo-yos.
Oh, we do play hacky sack pretty regularly. That's a band van extracurricular that we try to work in to get our blood, you know, keep the blood flow and, you know, keep all our right. cholesterol down, what have you.
It doesn't look like that's a problem with you guys. You do resemble the Flat Bellies.
You haven't seen me in my barf guys. So.
On that note, what's the next song?
The next song is another brand new song.
Yeah.
And this song actually came out of this experience of being a full-time musician. Oh.
Sacrifice.
heart. I've been singing some songs since the day I was born.
A lot of fake endings and a lot of key changes there, or time changes, I mean, not necessarily key changes.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun song to play.
It is fun.
Some tempo changes, some key changes in there.
Chord changes.
Yeah, a lot of changes. That's what that song's about.
The changes are in there as well.
Huh?
The changes.
The changes? The ones?
Yeah. You know,
the official
jazz changes. The rhythm changes.
The 1-6-2-5?
Yeah.
Rhythm and tempo, yeah.
And the tempo. Tempo change or the rhythm change, you nailed. You got that, though. 4-4 to 3-4.
Yeah. This is a lot of fun. Lindsay Lewin, I hope you're having fun. I'm having a blast.
I am. I want to thank you for setting this up and having us in. Our schedules are pushed back, you know, because a lot of times our shows will get done at, you know, 2 in the morning or something, and then we'll go and hang out with whoever is hosting us, and you know we do a lot of going to sleep at 4 and sleeping until noon, so I miss out on mornings a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the morning so much, and I felt good to get up today and feel that crisp cold air outside, that morning air. It's nice.
All right. Anything I could do to help. All right. This is Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies live at WHFR.FM. I was trying to say Studio J. I'm Phil Mack. I want to get you to your last song here, because I like it. Tell me a little bit about it. It sounds like it's kind of like a late 60s, early 70s type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was written in 2011. And I wrote it immediately after Joshua and I had made a trip down to the state capitol in Lansing. We lived in Lansing for about 8 years, and we lived close to the Capitol, so it was a short walk. And there were hundreds of teachers there who had gathered, and they had a lot to say about what was happening in this administration. And I heard it, and I took it to heart. I think that teachers have the most important job that our nation has. That are really that the human race has as teachers. Teachers are the most important, and they're not appreciated nearly as much as they should be. So I wrote this song for them. It's called The Power. It also came out of, I've been talking with my mom, and she was telling me, she said, you know, it seems like these people, everybody is totally forgotten what it was like when, why we have unions, what the unions are for, and what people went through. People died, she told me, and people made sacrifices, and it was a crazy time, and I think that we can too soon forget some of these things that can be really important. So that's where the song came from. And someone, a blogger out of Nashville, said that it was a bipartisan song, and I said, "Right on, man, right on."
I like even better after that explanation.
The song is called "The Power."
Yeah, yeah, that was great. That is great. Boy, that is a show closer, too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, boy, is that, and it had the right feeling for what you were talking about. Wow. Wow. Okay. I should say this first, WHFR Dearborn. And I'm Phil Mack. This is Thematic. And you've been listening to, in the studio, live, Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. I want to wrap this all up here. I'm going to start with Keith over there on the banjo, Keith Billick. How you doing, Gabe?
Dollar bills.
Doing very well, thank you.
All right. Dollar bills. And Mark Lavingood on dobro. Yeah, he's holding it up there. Josh Rilko on mandolin. Spencer Kane on bass.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming. And Lindsay Lou over there on the acoustic guitar, singing her heart out. And I got to tell you what, there you guys are going to the Trinity House tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. I stuck my head out into the studio, as good as they sound on the radio today, helped by Mr. Alan Cantino, I'm sorry, that slipped. It sounds even more incredible live. I'm telling you, I stuck my head in the studio there for a second. It is great.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, and anybody have anything else they want to say?
Well, if any listener is interested in finding more about us, you can always Google Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. But if you can remember lindsayloumusic.com, that's our website. It'll take you there. We have a Facebook page, and it's Lindsay with an A, LINDSAY, Lou, LOU, and then music.
Yes, absolutely. Come out and see them. They're a lot of fun, okay? And thanks for coming by, and we got to sign off because Mr. White and Blues Time is coming up next.
All right.
But take care, and we will see you again.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mom, Dad, I'm in eighth grade now. That means those years of peer pressure are way behind me. From here on out, it's all about good grades and living up to your totally realistic expectations. Alcohol is probably the last thing on my mind. Like you said, I'm too young to drink. When I'm with my friends, all we talk about are current events and boy bands. We're definitely not curious about what alcohol tastes like or why the older kids drink. And do I notice when you have a drink at dinner? Of course not. Just like I haven't noticed where you keep the alcohol. Oh, and if the opportunity arises to talk to me about drinking, you should definitely continue to avoid it. And if you do bring it up, just remind me that I'm too young. That'll probably do the trick.
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the eighth grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early, talk often, get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ago. I was going to call you from the station, but all the phones were busy.
Well, I